I spent, after college, growing up here in the Capital Region, putting myself through college, I spent 12 years as a professional baseball umpire, working my way through the minor leagues. During that time, I became the president of the Umpires Labor Union. That led me into work in the larger labor movement as a whole, as a union advocate for workers' rights. And through that work, I became more involved in the political process. Now that I'm off the field, I'm not umpiring, and I'm based at home now, I turned my attention to who my representatives were in the New York State Legislature, and specifically the New York State Senate. And I saw somebody who doesn't represent my values, and I don't think represents the values of a lot of people in the 43rd Senate District, who is too extreme and too right-wing, and we need to do something about that. And in this presidential year, we have an opportunity to pick up a seat in the Senate and even take the majority in the Senate, and so that's why I'm running.
And the leadership of the Senate does hang in the balance this year. So why do you think you can take a district that has been historically Republican and has a lot of rural areas that typically lean Republican?
Well, you know, one of the things is that this district isn't as Republican as many people think it is. Going back years ago when Joe Bruno had it, it was a safe Republican district. He was the majority leader, had a ton of money. And then when Roy McDonald represented the district, he was a moderate Republican who I think is in line more with closer in line with the people in the district. Moderate, fiscally moderate, socially moderate as well. Senator Marchione is very right-wing, extreme conservative Republican. She calls herself an extreme conservative Republican. That's just not me saying it. I think that's out of touch with the district. The gap between Republicans and Democrats in terms of voter registration is narrowed. It's less than 5% of the total district. And in presidential years, Democrats at the top of the ticket have carried this district every time. President Obama won this district 53% of the vote both times he ran. Andrew Cuomo won this district. Tom DiNapoli, even in 2015, in a Republican wave year, carried this district with about 53% of the vote. So voters will vote for Democrats in this district. They're going to vote for a moderate Democrat who understands the issues that are important to them over an extreme right-wing conservative Republican. So we have a shot to win this district this year.
And you announced your campaign last January, and a lot has changed since then. So are there any things over the past year that have really caught your attention that you want to call out in the legislature?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things that spurred me to run was the money in politics and the corruption in Albany. And even today, we're seeing more on some of the corruption issues that are going on in Albany. So that's first and foremost, and that has never changed for me. And then you see the situation that occurred in Eastern Rensselaer County with the Hoosick Falls water contamination situation, and you see a lack of appropriate response from Senator Marchione. And that just shows you somebody who's playing politics first and addressing constituent interests second. There's no reason why Senator Marchione shouldn't have been more vocal, more aggressive, calling for hearings, but in fact, she sat back and wasn't calling for hearings, and still to this day has not done anything to address preventing this situation from happening again. She worked with Governor Cuomo to clean the water and put the filtration systems in place. That's the least you can do. Why did this happen in the first place? What regulations are we going to put in place to make sure it doesn't happen, not only in Hoosick Falls, but anywhere in the 43rd Senate District or across the state? That hasn't been addressed. It still hasn't been addressed because, as an extreme right-wing conservative, she's not concerned about cleaning the water. She's just concerned about responding to political issues.
Now, that's a tricky subject because you have a very conservative guy in the Assembly, Steve McLaughlin, who represents Hoosick Falls, and he has been very, very vocal about this whole thing, calling about the Cuomo administration, calling out the state legislature. So what's your opinion on that? As somebody who would be running, representing the same area as this Republican, who is also, you know, doing what you're saying, being very vocal against what happened in Hoosick Falls.
Right. You know, I don't agree with Steve McLaughlin on a lot, but on this issue, he was absolutely right. He did what Senator Marchione should have done, which is put politics aside and call out failures, expose the failures, and respond to the crisis. And that's what Senator Marchione didn't do. And I think that once I'm elected, it'll be a good balance of having a Democratic senator and a Republican assembly member in the Hoosick Falls area to address the issue without politics, getting to the solutions instead of putting politics first.
Now, there were recent legislative hearings on water quality in New York State, including Hoosick Falls, and Senator Marchione did preside over the Senate hearings. And I think she can point to that and say, you know, I have been involved, and she has introduced legislation, for instance, with John McDonald in the Assembly, who's a Democrat, about lifting the statute of limitations so those with their health affected can seek financial assistance for dealing with the crises. So what do you say to that? That she has been involved, but you're saying not far enough?
Well, she tried to prevent the hearings from happening in the first place, and so she participated once they occurred, so that's first and foremost. Second, the statute of limitations bill is fine, but again, doesn't address preventing it from happening again. I mean, this is the conservative mindset. If the company harms you, well, then just go sue. Well, most people in Hoosick Falls can't sue, and by the way, how does that help you when you have a contaminant in your body? Yeah, you can sue and you can get some financial damage from the company. We as a government should be getting out in front of this and preventing it from happening in the first place, preventing it from happening again. And Senator Marchione's bill that just extends the statute of limitations to sue doesn't do any of that. And that is my biggest problem with the lack of response from Senator Marchione.